Om Shanti. Today is 13th June 2018, Wednesday. The magic of blessings. Today's blessing is, may you be a helper of God, Khudai Khidmatkar, and experience godly magic, Khudai Jadu, in service by being in the combined form. Do service while considering yourself to be a godly server. Not just a server. By having this awareness, remembrance and service will automatically be combined. When you separate Khuda from His service, then, because you are alone, the destination of success seems far away. This is why you are not just a helper, but a helper of God. Always remember this name. And service will automatically be filled with God's magic, and the impossible will become possible. So do service while considering yourself as Khudai Khidmatkar, not just as server, but as godly server. And when you think yourself as Khudai Khidmatkar, two things automatically become combined. One, remembrance. Second, service. But when you separate yourself from Khuda, when you separate service from Khuda, then because you are alone, the destination of success seems far away. That is why you are not just server, you are not just helper, but a helper of God. So always remember this name. And the service will be filled with God's magic. And the impossible will become possible. So Baba is telling us to become what? Khudai Khidmatgar. What is Khudai Khidmatgar? First of all, telling us to become Khudai Khidmatgar. What is this Khudai Khidmatgar? Khuda means God. Khidmat means helping. Helping in God's service. The movement Khudai Khidmatgar was formed by Bacha Khan, Khan Abdul Ghaffar Khan, in 1930. He is also known as Badshah Khan or Frontier Gandhi because he used to follow Mahatma Gandhi. So this was the movement that rose in India in 1930s. And the name of the movement they gave was Khudai Khidmatgar. They had a huge pledge. I will serve India. I will do this. I will do that. And they would quote Quran in their support for Khudai Khidmatgar. So this is a movement where they used to think that we are servants of God. We are God's servant. That was the first slogan or the first oath or pledge in this moment, that I am servant of God. And they used to wear white red shirts. They were known as Surkh Pose or red shirts. They used to wear red shirts. So that movement that rose in 1930s, and this movement of Brahma Kumaris was started in 1936-37. So Baba has often used this word that they are not Khudai Khidmatgar, in fact you are Khudai Khidmatgar. At the same time there was another movement going on by Vinoba Bhave, which was Bhudan movement or Sarvodaya movement. So Baba used to say, I am Sarvodaya leader, they are not Sarvodaya leader. And you are Khudai Khidmatgar, they are not Khudai Khidmatgar. So these are some of the happenings around 1930s and 1940s. And Baba has used all of them. Whatever that used to happen in the political world, in the social world, in the entertainment world, all those things have been profusely, profoundly used in all the Murlis. Because that time, these were the only things which were happening. So Baba has used all of this. So Baba is saying today that you are Khudai Khidmatgar. You are not just Khidmatgar. You are not just servers. You are not just helpers. But Khudai, because there are helpers around the world, because there are many, many people who are doing humanitarian work, social work, who are philanthropists, who are helping the world with their charitable actions and deeds. But then they are not Khudai Khidmatgar. For becoming Khudai Khidmatgar, you need to know who is Khuda. You need to know who is God. The very first thing to do is to know Him. Once you know Him, then you start serving Him. And even while serving, you have to remember that I am serving Khuda, I am serving God. His service, one may forget whom he is serving. So when Khuda gets separated from service, you start feeling lonely. Akelapan. Loneliness is entirely different from ekant, entirely different from solitude. So let the service be in the remembrance of Khuda. Then you will be called Khudai Khidmatgar. Otherwise you are not Khudai Khidmatgar. So this is one thing. Second is that when you think yourself as Khudai Khidmatgar, automatically Yad and Seva, remembrance and service, they become combined. There is one thing that I want to increase my chart of remembrance. But then there are sevadharis, there are servers, there are helpers in Baba's yagya where they have to serve round the clock. Suppose there is one person who has got night duty, or there is one person who has got duty during the night hours and he misses his Amrit Vela, or there is one person who has got evening duty. So is he not remembering? Baba is saying that even to think that you are Khudai Khidmatgar means remembrance is included in that. For him there is no separate time for remembrance. To have separate time is a different thing, but in this khidmat, in this seva, in this service, automatically remembrance is included. So always think we are godly server, Ishwariya Sevadhari, Khudai Khidmatgar. So the destination of service will not be far. And one more thing, there would be magic, God's magic, Khudai Jadu, in whatever service you do. This is very important. Otherwise we keep on serving and serving and serving, but there is no glimpse of His help or magic. So whenever the service is done in His remembrance, automatically there would be some magical element. There would be some things, few things happening which are almost impossible, and you will feel that they have become possible. This is a thing. Like recently I had been to one place when one group was given the task to think that God is a magician. So that brother narrated his experiences, how things were impossible, how he was very sick and how God helped him, how many things happened in his life, and something, some invisible help came from somewhere and he got saved. So this is something which is known as God's magic. So when you serve, even that service, there should be an element of, there should be remembrance, and then this magic will work. Otherwise you will not experience that real magic of God working deep within. And this is such a divine experience. And each one of you, each and every Brahmin must have got this experience that Baba has helped in a very invisible form suddenly. It was almost unexpected help which has come suddenly, which we didn't know what to do, and suddenly we got the touching, do this. We didn't know what to speak and suddenly we get the touching, do this, speak this. We do not know, we are unprepared. But then suddenly we get that touching, that subtle touchings, and we know what are we to do. So our service should not be simple service. It should be filled with remembrance. Simply serving, yesterday also one brother was asking, simply serving without remembrance, without vairag, without tyag and without tapasya, such a service always results in conflicts. A service, suppose somebody comes in jnana and suddenly jumps into service and he finds and there is no tapasya and there is no tyag and there is no vairag and there is no yad. All these things are not there. And suddenly one decides to do service because we are in Baba's jnana. Let's do service, let's do service. The result would be conflict. The result would be disturbance. The result would be friction of sanskaras. The result would be unhappiness. Just as one brother was telling yesterday, there was one brother in kitchen, and whenever they prepare something, they always have the desire that whosoever eats their food, they should give some comment how the food is. If suppose I made some poha or something, I expect that those who eat, they should come to me and tell me, this was very delicious, who made this? So there was one brother in the kitchen, once he made food for a group, a VIP group, but somehow it was not made very tasty. And he had to hear some negative comments for his food. And then the whole day he was unhappy. Whole day he was telling, because that person did not bring this item properly. Because this vegetable was not very good. Because the season is not very good. So he kept on narrating all those things. So what has happened here? Because he got attached. And these are those people, they have nothing to do with Amrit Vela, but they are very happy in their service. There is a special category of people who are yog mukt and gyan mukt. No, service yukt. They are yog mukt and gyan mukt, but they are service yukt. And they are very happy. And they keep on serving whole day and whole night. They have no desire for anything except service. They don't do anything. And they are so happy. And they don't have any guilt feeling that we have missed Amrit Vela or we have not done any churning of knowledge. But give them any service and they will do that, pouring their whole life and mind and energy into that service. But then such a thing will happen. When a disturbance comes, they will get disturbed. Just as this brother, because everybody gave him negative comments for his food, so he kept on narrating whole day the list of excuses, the list of people because of which the food got became less tasty. So he got attached to his karma. While Khudai Khidmatgar means detachment. Khudai Khidmatgar means all these things should be there. There has to be tyag, there has to be tapasya, there has to be vairag, and there has to be yad. Then there would be Khudai Jadu, and then there would be God's magic. Otherwise, you serve, that's fine. This is a special category of people. These are not those people who do not like service. They keep on serving, but they have less to do with Jnana and Yoga. So, but when their expectations are not fulfilled, they get unhappy. The brother was asking me that in spite of not doing Amrit Vela and in spite of not having much to do with Jnana, they remain very happy. How is it? They serve so happily, very punctual, very sincere in service, whatever seva you give them, and they stay very happy. And those of others who are interested more in Amrit Vela and more in service, more in Jnana, And if they give any excuse that they want to go for listening class, they will say, God Baba told, they have a ready-made lecture with them on the importance of seva. And they can give very fiery lecture on that, that Baba has told first seva, then all of these things. So these are special groups. But what happiness they have on the surface, it's very superficial. Any time that happiness can turn into unhappiness, any time their happiness can vanish, any time their contentment turns into discontentment, dissatisfaction. So Baba has not told us this. To become Khudai Khidmatgar doesn't mean to become Khudai Khidmatgar. To become Khidmatgar is different and to become Khudai Khidmatgar is different. Khidmatgar means just keep on serving and serving and serving. People say, what is their need? I am serving, I have my computer work. I am working on the computer from morning till evening. No vyat, no waste, I am simply serving. This is not Khidmat. This is only Khidmatgar. But we have to become Khudai Khidmatgar means Yad, remembrance should be included in that. Some yoga drills should be included in that. You must be practicing some or other form of small yogic practices. Unless and until this is done, you are not Khudai Khidmatgar. And there would be a lot of differences. But Baba is saying that you will feel akelapan, you will feel loneliness, and you will feel that your destination is far away. So you are not just helper, not just server, but God's server. So, today's blessing is, do service while considering yourself to be a godly server. Khudai Khidmatgar, not just a server. By having this awareness, this smriti, remembrance and service will automatically be combined. Then, suppose suddenly you are called and it is international yoga and you are told that you have to do this service. You will not feel unhappy that everybody is doing yoga and I am doing service here. What a life for, have I come for? Come for this thing here. Everybody is sitting in some class and I am doing this service. For example, this is a very common situation in the hospital setup. Baba is coming down and somebody is given his duty. So one brother got so much disturbed. He said, he resigned and he left. Because Baba is going and he was given a duty at that time. Because everybody cannot go down. Somebody has to serve. So, they got disturbed. So, Baba is saying, when you separate Khuda from His service, then because you are alone, the destination of success seems far away. That is why you are not just server, but you are helper of God. Always remember this name. Which name? I am Khudai Khidmatgar. Even those Pakhtuns, Khan Abdul Ghaffar Khan or Badshah Khan, who formed this movement of Khudai Khidmatgar in 1930, they used to have their oath or pledge. They used to keep on revising this pledge. I am servant of God, I am servant of God, I am servant of... Earlier they used to wear white, but they found that white becomes dirty very easily. Then they changed their cloth to red shirts. So they are known as Shurkhapoz. In Hindi, they were known as Shurkhapoz. Later on they joined Congress and many things. Because this man, this fearless man, Khan Abdul Ghaffar Khan or Badshah Khan or Bachcha Khan, he was very much influenced by Mahatma Gandhi's principle of non-violence. And he was from Muslim background, but then he understood a true Muslim, who is a true Muslim, is not the one who kills somebody or does violence. So that's how the movement of Khudai Khidmatgar started. Always remember this name. And service will automatically be filled with God's magic and impossible will become possible. So these are some of the words like Khudai Khidmatgar, Sarvodaya movement or flying squad. They come in the Murli. These are some of the words Baba has picked up from those current scenarios. So become Khudai Khidmatgar. Om Shanti.